はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
サチコです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 158. Who's watching who? 夏子さん、テンハ?
Hello.
That's what we say in the, well, actually I don't know, I've never been in the military, but ten hut is like attention. How would you say that in Japanese?
気をつけ。
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, a little hint about today's conversation. Now, today's conversation is kind of like a spy versus spy. And the title says a lot about it, who's watching who. Now, it's designed to reinforce the passive.Now, I've been going over the passive for the past few weeks, and I think we're making progress, but today is your real test. The conversation's quite long, but we use the same words over and over again. And just to kind of give you a feel and kind of give you some hints about what we're going to talk about today, let's give you a few key vocabulary words right now so you don't get too caught up in trying to realize those and miss the whole point of the conversation. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
大尉 Captain 命令Order, command, 敵, enemy. The three words we just introduced should give you a slight hint into what the conversation is going to be about today.
Interesting.
Interesting. So with that said, here we go.
大尉、命令を待っています。
敵をそのまま見張ってください。
はい、了解。ねえ、大尉、敵に見られてますけど、どうします？
じゃあ、見返せば？
あれ、大尉は見ないんですか？
ああ、どうしよう。あ、今、麻雀で忙しいから、後で。
大尉、大変です。今、敵に見られています。命令を。
ちょっと待って。今、見てる方？あるいは見られてる方？
両方です。
両方？どういうこと？
敵を見てるけど、敵に見られてます。
まだわからない。戻って直接説明しろ。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
大尉、命令を待っています。
敵をそのまま見張ってください。
はい、了解。ねえ、大尉、敵に見られてるけど、どうします？
じゃあ、見返せば？
あれ？大尉は見ないんですか？
ああ、どうしよう。あ、今、麻雀忙しいから、後で。
大尉、大変です。今、敵に見られてます。命令を。
ちょっと待って。今、見てる方、あるいは見られている方？
両方です。
両方？どういうこと？
敵を見ているけど、敵に見られている。
まだわからない。戻って直接説明しろ。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
大尉、命令を待っています。
Captain, awaiting orders.
敵をそのまま見張ってください。
Continue to keep an eye on the enemy.
はい、了解。
Yes, understood.
ねえ、大尉。敵に見られてますけど、どうします？
Captain, we're being watched by the enemy now. What do I do?
じゃあ、見返せば？
Okay. Well, how about looking back at them?
あれ？大尉は見ないんですか？
Captain, won't you look?
ああ、どうしよう。
What should I do?
あ、今、麻雀で忙しいから、後で。
I'm busy playing Mahjong. In a minute.
大尉、大変です。
Captain, we have an issue.
今、敵に見られています。命令を。
The enemy is watching us right now, awaiting orders.
ちょっと待って。今、見てる方?あるいは見られてる方?
Wait a sec. We're watching or being watched?
両方です。
両方?どういうこと?
Both? What do you mean?
敵を見てるけど、敵に見られてます。
We're watching the enemy, but we're being watched by the enemy.
まだわからない。
Well, I still don't understand.
戻って直接説明しろ。
Return and explain it to me directly.
夏子さん、お話についてどう思いましたか?
見てる?見られてる?なんかちょっとややこしいですね。
It's very confusing, isn't it? Between seeing and being seen. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but more than that, what was that word you just gave us, Natsuko-san?
ややこしい。
Confusing.
Confusing? Break that down?
ややこしい。ややこしい。
ややこしい。
It sounds confusing in itself. You can really feel the confusion in there. ややこしい。
本当ですね。
Yeah.
Kind of get lost. What's happening here?
It makes me nervous just saying it. ややこしい。
ややこしい。You know, it's so funny. We call this series right now, Beginner Lesson. But this is a word that, you know, I'm just coming in contact and I've been here years.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is definitely not...Your average beginner course. Yeah, this is light years beyond that.
Maybe it's a ややこしい course.
Good one.
Oh, Natsuko-san. Thank goodness for editors. We'll just cut that out after the lesson.
Okay, Natsuko-san. Let's go through the vocabulary once more from the top.
Okay.
大尉
Captain.
大尉大尉
Now, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
大尉 is captain.What comes below it and what comes above it?
I've heard of words like 注意 and 小意, which I believe comes below the level of 大意.
And if they're a captain, maybe... Sachiko-san? お願いします。
Peter, お願いします。
No, Sachiko, I gave it to you. Sachiko, お願いします。
I don't know, honestly. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
Peter, お願いします。
All right. Well, 2 points here. Someone's name and a お願いします can really help deflect the heat from you.
Which is what we've been doing.
Exactly. And two, yes, we don't know. We're not up to par on our military terms. So what you have to do is stop by JapanesePod101.com. We'll make an effort to get this in the post. I'm really kind of interested to see what it is too.
Yeah. I guess there are more...Many ranks.
Yep.
And I'm sure they all differ depending on the country and the force, you know. But it should be interesting.
So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Next.
命令
Order. Command.
命令
Next.
敵
Enemy.
敵
What's the next word?
見張る
To watch. To stand guard.
見張る
Now, Natsuko-san, what I like about this word is it's you can use this for having someone watch your things. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness you said yeah, because sometimes if I'm at the airport or, well, maybe that's not such a really good example, but if I need someone to just keep an eye on something for a second,Actually use this verb.
荷物を見張っててください。
Something like, can you keep an eye on my bags?
Yes, or maybe you can just say, 荷物を見ててください。
So both are okay?
Yes, and I think 見てて would be more, like, you know, less warning. maybe a bit more less attention.
Got it.
So you mean keep one eye on it and not both eyes?
like that.
Great. Okay, next.
了解
Comprehension. Understanding.
了 了解。
Now, Natsuko-san, in a conversation, would I just use this word as is, as a standalone?
了解. Yes, you can use it that way, but also, if you want to be more polite, you can say 了解しました.
Ah, so that's the polite way of saying, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you stick at the end of it?
しました. しました. しました.
Natsuko-san, I often use the two characters that make up this word
mm-hmm.
when I'm text messaging.
Yes.
You know, rather than わかりました,
mm-hmm.
which is わかりました,
mm-hmm.
six. And that's a lot, although, well, nowadays they kind of pop up quick. But anyway, beside the point. A lot of times if I say, you know, I got it, mm-hmm. I just put in 了解.
Right.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And as you can see in the conversation, it's usually the word used in military, you know, orders, like, you know, when you understand the order. So it's kind of a formal way to respond to some kind of a message.
Yeah, so if you can use it well, it can be kind of like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
了解しました.
Yeah, right, like that.
You know, showing that there's a big difference between your positions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
見返す.
To look back at. To triumph over.
見返す. 見返す.
Now, can you use that in a sentence for me?
いつか成功して絶対彼らを見返してやります.
I'm going to succeed and triumph over them someday.
Nice example.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of used in a positive way, I guess.
Yeah, positive.
Revenge and spite. I guess it depends how you look
yeah.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feeling of revenge, but you're telling yourself you're going to conquer it. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a way to motivate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the good or bad.
Natsuko-san, itsuka, mikaishite yaru.
Oh! What did I do?
That was fun.
Okay. Next.
あるいは.
Or.
あるいは. あるいは.
So how would you use this in a sentence?
I rarely hear this in a conversation. Although I do use it just because I went through all the effort of studying it. But mm-hmm. nobody really uses it in a conversation. Well, at least, I guess on my level.
Yes, very less frequently used.
It's usually used in written format, isn't it?
Right.
For example, 電話あるいはファックスでご応募ください. Please apply for this through either the phone or fax.
Perfect example.
Really nice.
Very formal. All right, next word.
両方.
Both.
両方両方.
Now, in the simplest sentence, if you wanted both of these items, what would you say?
両方ください.
That's something I think I'll probably use at a restaurant. Considering how much I eat, yeah.
Beef or fish, 両方ください. Is that available?
I'm sure it is. Okay. Next word.
戻る.
To turn back. To return.
戻る戻る.
Now, I see this on my remote control. What does that stand for?
Oh, to rewind.
Oh, I get it. That makes sense. 戻る means return, so it's rewind. The opposite of that is fast forward, which is 早送り. Well, next time you get a Japanese electronics, you'll know how to figure it out. Great.
Sure.
Thanks. All right. Next word.
直接.
Direct.
直接直接.
This is a very useful word. Can you try it in a sentence?
直接自分で渡してください.
Please hand it directly to him or her by yourself.
Natsuko-san, what an example.
What is it? What is the thing?
Do people often ask you to do things for them? Or yeah, even better, what is the thing?
Yeah, what is the thing? I wonder.
Maybe it's a giri choco or a homemade choco.
Mm-hmm.
いいな?
Okay, next.
説明する.
To explain.
Although this is a verb, it's originally a noun.
Yes, it's one of the ones we attach
する
to.
So I think you can imagine, but 説明 is an explanation.
And if that's an explanation, what do you call the little manuals that come with the book to show how it works?
Not usually a little book, but quite a thick one.
Especially with cell phones nowadays. Mm-hmm. Oh, but Natsuko-san, give us the word.
説明書.
With just one additional character added on.
書.
Which is the character for?
Books and documents.
Okay, Natsuko-san, let's take a look at today's conversation because there are some points of interest. Something that, well, a few things we want to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the first exchange between the captain and the subordinate first says, I'm waiting for orders. The captain answers with,
敵をそのまま見張ってください.
Now, this is polite Japanese.
Yes.
Would people in the army use this?
I've never in an army, but I don't think so.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of weird.
It sounds a little bit polite. And the reason we point this out is later on, the captain switches to what he probably should be using all along, meireike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically giving orders.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that in the last line when he says, get back here.
戻って直接説明しろ.
Yeah, now he's using kind of what we would expect in an army.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay, one point. Now let's jump down to the second exchange. This is the other army. We'll call them Army B.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not using polite Japanese either. But you could hear by their tone that they're not really, maybe we'll call them the volunteer army. They're not really into anything. So, but yeah, just again, they're using informal Japanese, which is again, kind of unlikely in between the captain and the people below him. But the first line is where we first come across, again, the passive. Natsuko-san?
ねえ、タイ、敵に見られてるけど。
You nailed the intonation. But yes, Natsuko-san, what gives it away that this is the passive?
敵に.
Okay, again, it's the particles that give it away when we're dealing with this. The next line after that is a point of interest too. Sachiko-san, お願いします.
じゃあ、みんな見返せば?
Okay, so literally... Huh. Everyone. If you look back, that's literally what we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we translated this as, how about looking back at them? And that's kind of the nuance that we have in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What if you did this?
Yes.
Right.
Nani nani ba.
Mm-hmm.
Using this conditional.
Yeah.
How about doing that? Yeah.
Like a suggestion, sort of.
Exactly. Thank you, Sachiko-san. Mm-hmm. Then, next point of interest we have is... The third exchange, when the serious army, they're kind of in a state of panic because they realize they're being looked at now. So we have some points of interest here. Natsuko-san, お願いします.
Tai, 大変です. 今敵に見られている。命令を.
Okay. Natsuko-san, you are... We have to get you back voice acting.
There are so many good ones.
That was convincing.
Very convincing. You sure about that army never being in it?
I thought so.
Maybe you're the boss at home. Ooh.
Oh. Now, I like that. Now, point of interest here. Again, we have the same thing. Tekini mirareteiru. So again, it's a passive. We're being watched by the enemy. Again, we're being watched by the enemy. And again, it's that ni that gives it away. Now, what follows this? Meireo. Now, here... What comes after this? What is inferred? What's implied?
お願いします.
Yeah, awaiting the order.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're waiting for. Like sometimes, I guess, like if you're in a restaurant or a sushi place or somewhere, you can say これを, meaning I want this.
Yes.
Or それを, like very, but it's kind of, he's saying it because he's in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
It may be, depending on the place, it may be kind of like you're coming across a bit arrogant, but, or if you're in a hurry.
Yes.
It'll work out fine. Now, the next line, Sachiko-san, is where we're hoping it'll all make sense to you. We're really hoping that this one, you hear this line, and it's like, all of a sudden, the passive makes sense. Sachiko, お願いします.
ちょっと待って. 今見てる方、あるいは見られてる方?
Okay. Now, looking ho, looking side, or 見られてるほ, being watched side. So there it is, the watching side or the being watched side. Mm-hmm. It made sense.
Yes. Literally, who's watching who?
Who's watching who? Now, again, this is really kind of emergency, critical speed Japanese, so everything got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the sentence with the subjects.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll become even clearer. Mm-hmm. Natsuko-san.
今私たちは敵を見ている方、あるいは敵に見られている方。
Okay. Notice the wo in the first part of the sentence. 敵を見ている方。
Mm-hmm.
あるいは change here to
敵に
見られている方。 Okay. Again, we're hoping that makes it all clear.
Mm-hmm.
If not, come by JapanesePod11.com. Again, inside the PDF, a more detailed explanation about what's going on with the passive. Okay? Any other questions, stop by JapanesePod11.com and leave us a post. Inside the Learning Center, more things to really reinforce what you heard today. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
また明日。